Saudara pendengar, ketika kita sakit, kontak pertama biasanya adalah dokter keluarga yang sering disebut sebagai praktisi umum atau dokter umum atau GP di Australia. Semua warga negara Australia, penduduk tetap, dan pemegang visa tertentu dapat mengakses Medicare yang menyediakan pengobatan gratis atau subsidi oleh dokter dan spesialis. Bagi pendatang yang menetap untuk pertama kalinya di Australia, sistem kesehatan negara ini mungkin sedikit membingungkan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Dokter umum atau GP menerima semua pasien dengan berbagai masalah kesehatan, dari masalah mental sampai penyakit kronis, serta untuk pemeriksaan kesehatan secara teratur. Pergi ke dokter membutuhkan pemesanan janji terlebih dahulu, meskipun dalam situasi yang mendesak, yang tidak mengancam nyawa, GP biasanya dapat memeriksa pasien dengan segera. GP yang berbasis di Melbourne dan Wakil Presiden Asosiasi Medis Australia, Dr. Tony Barton menjelaskan.
You can see a doctor without a Medicare card. However, you will be expected to complete a private form or a private account for that treatment. If you do have a Medicare card, the Medicare card will cover a certain amount of the fee.
Namun tidak semua layanan medis umum disediakan di bawah Medicare.
Essentially, any normal presentation to a general practitioner is covered by Medicare's rebates. Sometimes some services are not, services which do not fall within a health service definition. So a lot of preventative screening and a lot of other cosmetic procedures, for example, do not fall under the coverage of Medicare rebate schedule.
Beberapa dokter menerima Medicare benefit sebagai pembayaran penuh.
Where you don't have a Medicare card, you will always be expected to pay private fee for service. If you do have a Medicare card and there's a Medicare rebatable service, there is a rebate to the patient for that service of a certain amount. Now, in certain circumstances, the doctor accepts that amount as full recompense for their services, and that's called bulk billing. But the majority of private consultations usually involve raising an account, paying that account, and then claiming the Medicare rebate back from the Medicare office.
Dokter umum memeriksa pasien dengan berbagai masalah kesehatan, dari pemeriksaan kehamilan, infeksi, pemeriksaan kesehatan lainnya, penyakit kronis, masalah kesehatan mental, dan kekerasan dalam rumah tangga. GP juga dapat mengajukan pasien ke spesialis untuk perawatan lebih lanjut.
You can see a specialist in Australia without seeing a GP, but Medicare rebate for such services is extremely reduced. In a normal state of practice, you would see a GP for a particular problem, which after a course of investigations and treatment and history and examination, of course, you would then combine with the doctor would make that referral to see a specialist.
Pasien dapat memilih GP yang mereka sukai di praktik medis atau meminta untuk diperiksa oleh GP tertentu, seperti GP wanita. Dr. Barton mengatakan salah satu alasan lain pergi ke dokter umum adalah untuk pemeriksaan kesehatan rutin.
Maybe check for diabetes, for a blood sugar, maybe check for cholesterol, certainly a blood pressure check, certainly a weight check, certainly a discussion around exercise and diet and lifestyle, work and life balance. These are the things that you would ask. Now, as we proceed to perhaps the more elderly members of our community, we will focus more particularly on ensuring that we're picking up the first signs of any blood pressure problems, any renal problems or heart problems, any musculoskeletal problems such as arthritis.
Dr. Barton mengatakan, sebagian besar klinik memiliki fasilitas pesanan dokter di luar jam kerja jika diperlukan oleh pasiennya.
There are after-hours locum services that sometimes are contracted by clinics. So these are larger services which cover many, many practices overnight or on after-hours on weekends or public holidays. Some practices do their own after-hours and they'll have their own arrangements. So it would be that the phone is diverted to an answering service or diverted to the doctor on call when the clinic is shut. However, each clinic will offer some form or some alternative option to after-hours coverage when they are closed.
Pasien di luar jam kerja juga dapat menghubungi sambungan 24 jam Health Direct untuk mendapatkan nasihat medis secara umum.
These are all other services provided by the various governments, both federal and state in the country. They provide a backbone backup service for those who cannot access after-hours care through their normal general practice or may not have a general practice and may not have previously seen a general practitioner.
Pada situasi darurat medis, hampir di semua negara bagian, kecuali di Queensland dan Tasmania, pasien harus membayar biaya ambulans jika mereka tidak memiliki asuransi kesehatan swasta. Dr. Barton mengatakan, memiliki langganan ambulans dari penyedia utama negara bagian Anda adalah ide yang bagus.
The ambulance service is not free, but membership of the service for a yearly amount, a very nominal yearly amount, will ensure that there is no charge for that service where appropriate. It's very hard for patients to decide sometimes whether it is or it isn't an emergency, and so dialing the ambulance after hours, if there is any doubt whether it's an emergency and you can't get onto your GP, will often give you an over-the-phone triage response as to whether an ambulance is required as an emergency to take you to the hospital.
Medicare menyediakan perawatan gratis bagi pasien umum di rumah sakit umum. Hal itu juga mencakup 75% dari biaya jadwal Medicare untuk layanan di rumah sakit swasta, kecuali akomodasi rumah sakit, obat-obatan, dan biaya teater.
If you have a Medicare card and you attend an emergency department of a public hospital, there is no cost other than perhaps some incidental charges for ancillary equipment or medications. But essentially, the service to the emergency department is covered by your Medicare card.
Dr. Barton juga mengatakan disediakan layanan gratis, translating and interpreting service, melalui telepon atau di tempat bagi pasien yang memerlukan bantuan bahasa.
Takes a bit of pre-planning and sometimes, especially if it's a language that one of the more routinely popular ones, you do need to organize and book that interpreter's service in parallel with your consultation to ensure that you have access.
Konsultasi antara GP dan pasien terahasia, kecuali menjaga informasi pribadi pasien akan menempatkan masyarakat pada risiko. Health Direct National 24 jam tersedia secara gratis untuk mendapatkan nasihat atau saran medis umum dengan menghubungi nomor 1800-022-222. Translating and Interpreting Service juga tersedia gratis. Hubungilah TAS Line pada nomor 131-450. Jika Anda memiliki pertanyaan tentang Medicare, silakan menghubungi Medicare Australia pada nomor 132-011 atau melalui situs mereka www.medicareaustralia.gov.au.